This halacha brought down Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun that Yashkim Boker B'Yom Shishi L'Hachin Tzarechei Shabbos. A person should wake up early morning on Friday in order to prepare the needs for Shabbos. It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says Vaya B'Yom Hashishi Ve'Chinu Eis Asheviu, that on Yom Hashishi you should prepare all the needs for Shabbos. So the Taz brings a different source from a Mechilta. The Prima Gadim goes to some Nafkaminas, but the basic is the Pasuk as it appears in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yedzayin Rebeis, that Hayoa B'yom HaShishi Ve'echinu Eis HaShe'aviu. Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Arizal that the sweating that one experiences on preparing for Shabbos is supposed to be Mechaper one's Avonos, similar to the sweating one experiences for matzah baking, which is also a big form of Kapara. They describe in the poskim how it really provides one's kapara, that they quote a sefer in the name of Shem Olam that he heard from a Godal Echad, that Chazal say one who keeps Shabbos in Olam Hazeh, even if he's chayev chas v'shalom Gehenim and he violated many averos, he doesn't get punished on Shabbos, he's released from Gehenim on Shabbos. So when does Shabbos begin? So Shabbos begins the moment one starts preparing for Shabbos, so then he already gets a free pass out of Gehenim. So the earlier one starts and the more effort one puts into Hachana, so he's going to be protected from Gehenim for that given Shabbos. So is this an obligation or is this simply a encouragement? So the language of the Shulchan Aruch, he continues to say that a person should be yishtadel lahachin ba'atzmo shem davar l'tzarchei Shabbos kedei l'chabdo. But one should try to yishtadel. He should put hishtadlus, put some effort. He's encouraged to. But the Be'er Halacha quotes from the Rambam that the language of the Rambam is chayv. One is obligated to participate in hachana the Shabbos. So the Be'er Halacha says that the Shulchan Aruch must understand the Rambam as lav dafka chova. It's not really an obligation. It's ke'en chova. It's strongly encouraged because of kavod Shabbos. But really, halach l'mais, it's only a lashon l'shtadel. It's encouraged, but not obligated. So who's obligated or who's really encouraged to participate? So Shulchan Aruch quotes from a number of Amoraim that appear in the Gemara Kedushim that Rav Chista, for example, would cut up vegetables, Rabba, Rav Yosef would prepare firewood, and Rav Zera would light the candle or turn the lights on, and Rav Nachman would clean up the house, and he'd bring in the Shabbos Kalim that were needed. So many, many cases of Amoraim who would be partaking in the preparation for Shabbos. So everyone should, even a Talmud Chacham. The Shavuot Tshuva quotes a discussion about the Rabbanim doing work in the public eye. There's a certain kavod, a certain respect that they demand. So doing certain mitzvahs, certain actions, wouldn't be appropriate for them. But when it comes to a davar mitzvah, so one's allowed to. So some examples that I brought down, Hashavas Aveda, building a makkah, building a sukkah, all of these, even though it sounds like it's beneath the honor, the kavod of the Talmud Chacham, if it's clear that it's being involved in a mitzvah, all these are permitted. So even though it might be uncomfortable to see a Rav, a Tzaddik, in the going grocery shopping, it's clear if it's kavod Shabbos, so there is no violation. What about using a shliach? Could one accomplish this through using a shliach? So the Shari Tshuva says, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. He invokes the Gemara that the Gemara in Kedushin already applies, that yes, one is allowed to use a shliach to accomplish this, but we have a concept in general, just like by Kedushin, you could send a shliach, a messenger, to marry a wife on your behalf. We still invoke mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. So better for someone to perform the hachana on his own. The Aruch HaShulchan writes very interestingly that one is allowed to fulfill, one does fulfill Hachana de Shabbos through his wife, since Ishto Kigufo, because he had been pointing out that in his time men were not involved in the preparation. So how do we fulfill this Indian of Ehechinu Eis HaShe'aviu? So through the wife, one who's married, Ishto Kigufo, that is a way of fulfilling it. But again, that seems to be an explanation of Limud Zechus. But certainly, as we see, all these Amoraim seemingly were married, Rav Chista, Rabba, Rav Yosef, they still went ahead and performed Hachana on their own. Now, when this preparation begins, so there's a famous Machlokas, Beis Hillel would already start preparing at the beginning of the week and say, this was the Chavat Shabbos. And then Beis Hillel had bitachon that, and he waited till the end, until Erev Shabbos, to the last piece of meat he bought, that was reserved for Shabbos. He had bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him a very fine piece of meat. And Beis Shammai says if he came across a very nice piece of meat in the beginning of the week, he would reserve it for Shabbos. So how do we paskin? Should a person start looking already in the beginning of the week, or should he wait until the end? So the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokas, Ramban or Zeruah had a paskin. In the end of the day, Magen Avraham says that Friday is the ideal time to start preparing. Much better to prepare on Friday than on Thursday. It makes sometimes the woman's life crazy preparing for Shabbos, but that's the Indian to prepare, showing it's all the running around, all the sweat, the achana for Shabbos. Now, in a situation where a woman is working or she's running errands, she doesn't have the time to prepare, so then she can, or the food itself requires a lot of preparation, so then she's allowed to prepare already from Thursday. Now, Rav Nissen Kral says, if one has prepared from previous weeks, or reheats food from a meal earlier in that week, so he has not fulfilled the inyan of Ve'echinu Esa Shaviu. There's nothing wrong with it. It's still Shabbos food, but there's an added inyan of Ishtalus of preparing special food that week on Erev Shabbos. But again, there's nothing wrong with using old food, reheated food, frozen food, even food that you bought from the store that you yourself didn't prepare. All that, again, you just missed out on the Ishtalus, and if a person can't accomplish that, that's fine anyways. Now, what time on Friday? We already said Yom HaShishi is the ideal day. The Pasuk says by Yom HaShishi. So what point in the day? Before davening, after davening? So the Mishabur writes, ideally one should daven first, and then right after davening, he should go shopping. You shouldn't do any work before davening. You shouldn't go to work before davening. You shouldn't run. You shouldn't go running, exercise. You shouldn't play sports before davening. So really, after davening, that's when one should go to shopping and preparing. Now, if one normally has a set shir, he goes to a davar katsav, he's going to learn for 30 minutes after davening, so then he should daven, learn, and then he should start preparing. Now, if a person, for whatever reason, needs to go beforehand, they run out of food in Costco, Costco opens up late, but they run out of food in the supermarket, if you don't go first thing in the morning, so then there is a heter to go already before davening, even though in general we say, Aser la'asos chafetecha kodum shispalo, a person can't do his own needs before Shabbos, this isn't considered your need, this is the needs of Hashem, this is Kavod Shemayim, Kavod Shabbos. So you're allowed to already start preparing and shopping before davening if that's what's needed to be done. But before doing so, it's recommended that one should really say Birchas HaTorah and Shema, then go shopping and preparing, and then go daven. How much preparation? What's considered a preparation? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says even a small amount, like we had at the Amoraim, that Rav Chista would cut vegetables, and that was it. And Rabbi Rav Yosef would cut down the wood, and Rav Zera would light the fire, Rav Nachman would clean up the house. Only a small amount, and that's considered your keem of Ve'chinu Es HaShaviu. But nonetheless, the more you do, certainly the better. Now, there are other halachas brought down in this sif. The Magen Avraham writes that when one prepares each stage, he should say L'chavat Shabbos. When you buy food, you should say L'chavat Shabbos. When you make the children, you should say L'chavat Shabbos. And the Machzor Shekel explained, because through speech, speech is chal on a davar chevta. When you say this is a hektish, the speech is what creates the kedusha on that item. So by saying this is l'chavat Shabbos, there's a chalos kedusha of kavod Shabbos on the food that you're preparing. The Pisket Chuvas takes it a step further. He quotes from a number of different svarim, that namely from the Mekor Chaim is the main sefer he quotes from, that one should say l'chavat Shabbos not only for the food he prepares, but every preparation you do. So when a person goes to take a shower, a person goes to get dressed, he's cleaning the house, he should say L'chavad Shabbos, L'chavad Shabbos. Even though it's not chal on the food itself, it's chal on the maisa that you're doing, you should always say L'chavad Shabbos. If Yaakov Emden added further, when a person eats on Shabbos itself, you should say L'chavad Shabbos, Onik Shabbos. All those words you say are really adding further kedusha and enhancing the kavod of Shabbos. Magen Avraham brings down that one should taste the food on Erev Shabbos. The simple understanding is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is to make sure that everything tastes good, everything seasoned properly, if it needs more salt and more pepper, whatever it might be, taste it before. And that's the basic idea. There are inyanim based in Kabbalah why to taste things as well, but this is the basic understanding. There is a debate in the poskim whether Erev Shabbos of Shabbos Chazon one's allowed to taste it, because Shabbos Chazon, of course, falls out during the 9 days. We don't eat meat during the 9 days, so are you allowed to taste the chicken soup and the meat and stuff? So some suggest that you should just taste it and spit it out, not to swallow. Others even go so far to say you could even swallow a little bit to make sure it tastes good. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that not only should you taste all the food Erev Shabbos, but even on Shabbos itself. There is an inyan to taste all the food that's made, a little bit of every item, because Tameh Chaim Zachu, those who taste, and referring to Shabbos, those who taste are Zocha to Chaim. Piskei Tshuva says, ideally one should taste from all the food. This is going back to, the Erev Shabbos tasting. You should taste from all the food. But nowadays, the men rely on the women to do so, and the men just taste a little bit of one item just to fulfill that inyan of Tameh Chaim Zachu.